How important is it to support Israel? Real Life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Mitch Chupak with an orange tree in Zion.org. which is a ministry that helps underprivileged children in Israel.
You know, some people are really confused as to why Christians would so strongly support Israel when, you know, the Jewish faith does not believe Jesus as the Messiah.
Well, I mean, I can answer that for myself. I remember talking to the Lord about this and saying, you know, do I support Israel or should I support Jewish people? How should I feel about them? Mm-hmm. And the Lord brought me to verses like this that were to the Jewish people. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 6, it says, "For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth." When I realized that, is that God chose the children of Israel to be like a direct representation of him, whether they represented him well or not well. Mm-hmm. But no matter what, when someone's children, no matter what, they are that person's children. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so if God has that favor, and people will say, well, that's not fair. Well, you know, God is God. He chose that. And so knowing that, you always want to make sure that you treat a person with power, their children, really well. Mm-hmm. You know, am I right?
Right?
We do this naturally. You know, you meet someone who's maybe a rich person or whatever it is, or a person of great power, authority, and their kids are around. You want to be kind of careful how you handle their kids. Even if their kids aren't even making right decisions, you still have to be careful how you treat them.
Right, and respect and honor. And, you know, the Bible also talks about in Genesis 12, 1 through 3, that I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse.
Yeah.
And all peoples on the earth will be blessed through you. And we can even see signs of that through America blessing Israel. But from my understanding, as we pray for Israel, as we bless Israel and the Jewish people, that we too will be blessed. And that's what God desires. I mean, we need to be a blessing to everyone. But as we're talking about this, it goes so hand in hand with this ministry. And we're so excited to have our next guest share more after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Broomfield Beauty Salon and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Want a great haircut at a great price? Ladies, looking for a place to get both your hair and your nails done? Come to Broomfield Beauty Salon, located in the Pacific Ocean Marketplace at 6600 West 120th Avenue in Broomfield. For truly professional service at a price you won't believe, make your next appointment at Broomfield Beauty Salon. Call them today at 303-439-8963. That's 303-439-8963.
Hi, everyone. This is Kathleen Lay, host of the Real Life Radio Show.
This is Evangelist Ann Lay, and we wanted to thank you for being a faithful listener to Real Life.
Yeah, and did you know that we have a prayer line just for you? If you need prayer, please feel free to give us a call at 877-480-4477. Also, we have monthly partners who receive a CD set of 6 of our shows every month. If you'd like to help us to reach more people through your generous donation, please feel free to give us a call, 877-480-4477. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And we have the privilege of interviewing Mitch Chupak, and he has a ministry called AOrangeTreeInZion.org, where they help underprivileged, high-risk children in Israel, and we're going to learn more about that. So let's welcome to the show, Mitch. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. So tell me a little bit about how this ministry got started.
Well, 35 years ago, Dr. David Porterwitz, a doctor of social work and also an ordained rabbi, was doing work in Jaffa, which is south of Tel Aviv, and saw the immense poverty that existed in this community. Mm. He met up with a guy named Zonek Shachar. Mm-hmm. Zonek was the commander of the Israel Defense Forces that liberated Jaffa during the War of Independence in 1948. Mm. He was a high command in the IDF, and when he left the IDF, he met up with David, and they decided to do something to change the face of the community of the slums of Jaffa. Mm-hmm. And to ensure that each child has the equal opportunity to succeed in life as children have in better neighborhoods. It was started at that time in 1982, and we're now coming into our 35th year celebrations. Wow. And it started with 50 children and $50,000 that was raised from a group of Philadelphians that were involved with the Jewish Federation. Mm-hmm. And today we're serving approximately 6,000 people in a given year through 40 different programs, mm-hmm. from educational programs to social service programs, therapeutic programs, food programs, welfare to well-being, taking women off of welfare and making sure they get into the workforce, making sure that children that are living in severe poverty and in homes that are mostly single parents are getting the support they need and the direction they need, because we all know, and it doesn't only happen in Israel, but we all know that if they're not given the tools to succeed in life, these kids will be failures. Mm. They'll end up doing things that they shouldn't be doing, like drugs and crime. Mm. And God forbid they should end up in jail, or the worst thing is that they're going to be hurt in a very bad way and maybe even lose their life.
Mm.
So our goal is very clear: to escort the kids. And we have children, we start out from infants all the way to 18 years old. We have different programs that address their needs.
Mm. So great. Do you find here in the States that a lot of the people who are from Israel really wrap their arms around that, being that this is kind of something that is close to home? Or where do you find most of your support and help for this?
So our support comes from across the board, from individuals around the world who really believe in what we're doing,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that we're changing the face not only of Jaffa. Since 1982, it started in Jaffa, but today we're in communities around Israel and dealing with many, many kids who really need their extra push in life. And mm-hmm. I just want you to understand why it's so essential. It's essential everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
But when you live in Israel and you are in such a bad situation on the home front in your home, that you're coming from a family that's destructive, from many kids in the house living in a one-bedroom apartment, mm-hmm. not enough food on the table,
mm-hmm.
not able to dream of going to a shopping mall, that all they have is to sit around and hang out without that great hope that they should have.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to bring kids down. And why it's so essential in Israel is because these kids are the future generations of leaders of the state of Israel and Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, God called us to be in this land, to dwell in the land,
mm-hmm.
to develop the land.
Yeah.
And if these kids are going to grow up in poverty and have to go to crime and other things such as drugs and whatever is out there,
yeah.
then the future of Israel is at risk.
Wow. And it's already at risk with all of the problems coming against Israel as it is.
Right.
You're absolutely yeah. correct. With these kids are growing up in a tough neighborhood in slum communities in Israel.
Yeah.
But beyond that, they have to be educated about the toughness of the neighborhood that Israel lives in, mm-hmm. with our wonderful neighbors around us,
mm-hmm.
with the daily threats of annihilating Israel, with daily missiles coming across the border, either from Gaza, from Syria, from Lebanon,
mm-hmm.
with over 100,000 missiles buried on the ground in southern Lebanon, that Allah threatens us daily that he's going to wipe us out.
Mm-hmm.
It was just two or three summers ago that we had the war with Gaza and missiles were falling in Tel Aviv.
You know, Mitch, as I'm reading your website, I just want to mention this too. You also help Holocaust survivors. And,
wow.
you know, as if it wasn't enough of what the Jewish people went through with the Holocaust and then being in their own land, being threatened and hurt.
Day by day.
I mean, this is repeated problems going against these people. And for the Holocaust survivors, how are they handling all of this?
So let me tell you how it came about, because our focus was always children.
Mm.
And approximately the year of 2000, we created a food distribution center because it was the Intifada then. There was a lot of Arab terrorism happening throughout Israel. And unfortunately, tourism stopped. The only tourists that you would see in Israel, thank God, are Christian tourists. Because the Christians came and they said, we're not scared of the Arabs. We're not scared of the terrorists. God is watching over us. God is watching over the state of Israel, and we're coming.
Wow.
Whenever you see a tourist, guaranteed during those periods of time, they're Christian. The Jews, they're scared to come during those times. Very few came, let's put it that way. There were Jews coming to Israel, but very few.
No way.
And we created a food distribution center at the time to help out families in need. It was about 190 families targeted at the time. Mm-hmm. Today, it grew to 700 families we serve.
Wow.
Food packages once every 2 weeks that are delivered by volunteers, packed by volunteers. It's all dry food. Each box is approximately $70 to $80 worth of goods.
Mm.
During the time that we deliver it, our volunteers discovered that in the lists of people in need, we had Holocaust survivors.
Mm.
After seeing the need of the Holocaust survivors, we decided to create a program called Accompanying the Elderly, which trains our volunteers not only to knock on the door and give them the food package, which they're very, very grateful for, but to go into the house, give them a hug, sit with them for 2 hours, see what they need, if they need a light bulb change. You know, the Holocaust survivors today are in their 70s, 80s, and 90s. So for them to do anything, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
Many people may ask the question, why are these Holocaust survivors in need? There's reparations, there should be money for them. And we came to the conclusion that we have to judge each case separately.
Yeah.
We cannot do it generally. The government of Israel does what it can. The German government gives reparations. But some of them are disassociated with their families or never had families.
Right.
And each story to its own.
Well, Mitch, you guys are doing some amazing things, and it just breaks my heart to hear these stories. Tell me how people can get involved and how they can help donate if they'd love to do that.
Well, two things. Number one, they first of all should go to our website, anorangetreeinzion.org, anorangetreeinzion.org. And you'll see the great work online. You could donate money to help kids and help the future of Israel.
Mm.
And then the another thing is many churches and communities have different meetings. I'm in the States very often, and so is my staff, and we'd be more than honored to come and meet with you all and speak with you all and tell you what's going on in Israel and talk about the work of the Jaffa Institute and Orange Tree and Zion and see up front the great workings that we do.
Awesome.
And the best of all is that you come to Israel and visit us.
That'd be great. Well, thank you so much for being with us and all that you do, Mitch. God bless you.
God bless you, too, and everybody listening.
Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for your promises upon Israel and the people of Israel. We pray right now for this ministry, but we pray, Lord God, for the protection of Israel and for the blessings of God to be upon Israel. Lord God, we thank you for your promises that endure forever and ever. In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you all. You're listening to Real Life.